السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فمن الناس من يقول ربنا آتنا في الدنيا وما له في الآخرة من خلاق. ومن الناس من يقول ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقينا عذاب النار. صدق الله العظيم. In last night's Tarawih, this dua that has been mentioned in the Quran Sharif and which we recite very, very often, and which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam himself recited very often, is mentioned. In the days of ignorance and jahiliyyah, people went for Hajj. It's not that Hajj was not in existence. However, there were lots of things that they were doing which Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam came and reformed and changed, or Islam reformed and changed. But that is not my subject. So they used to go to Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah, and they should do a lot of things, a lot of customary practices of the days of ignorance in existence. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that some of them, they make dua. I'm just giving you the gist. That Atina fi dunya hasana. They used to go there, that's all. They shouldn't ask for hasana, they should just say Atina fi dunya. Everything that they wanted was in this world. They used to ask only for wealth. They used to ask for properties, for gold, silver, for anything of the material kind. All their duas were spent on nothing but getting everything in this world. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ. For those people who used to make this kind of dua, that they wanted everything in this world, so Allah Ta'ala will give them how much He has destined for them. But in the Akhirah, there's nothing for them. I'll just give you an explanation. In the Akhirah, there will be nothing for them because that's all they wanted in this world. So Allah Ta'ala gave it to them in this world. And in this world also, Allah Ta'ala will only give that much which He has destined and planned for them. But Allah Ta'ala praises the qualities of those people who used to make the dua. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِيْنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. O our Lord, O our Rabb, O our Sustainer, give us in this world حَسَنَةً. They didn't say just give us in this world wealth, property, health. They said give us حَسَنَةً فِي الدُّنْيَا and حَسَنَةً فِي الْآخِرَةِ. The good of this world, the good of the Akhirat. The goodness of both worlds they used to seek. And then they used to ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for protection from the azab, or from the azab of the fire. Azab an-nar. So this dua Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to recite in abundance. Even those who are making Umrah, they know that they are told that between the Rukna Yamani and Hajar Aswad, this is the dua that should be recited. And it can be recited in the Tawaf also and other places too. So what is in this dua that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam used to make it in abundance? After his Salat also used to make this dua. The reason is that in this dua, the person is seeking the best of both worlds. And he is not asking for wealth per se. What he is saying that, oh Allah, give me the hasana fi dunya. The Mufassirin have explained that here, hasana fi dunya, it encompasses every need of the person. It is a very, very comprehensive dua, if only we understand it. If somebody says, give me some dua, and if someone just says, I make dua for you, Allah Ta'ala give you the best of dunya and the best of akhirat, the person doesn't feel satisfied. He feels that, no, he hasn't given me a nice, lengthy, long dua. Yet it encompasses everything. I have discussed this before also, but because it was recited last night, it came to mind. That Allah Ta'ala is not stopping us from seeking the things of this world. He's not stopping us. We are living in this world, it's a world of means, and we require so many different things for our existence. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is saying that make this dua, in which we are seeking from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, hasana fid dunya. Now what is this hasana fid dunya? It is well-being of the person himself, his children, his family, the society. You can extend the meaning as far as you wish to. But the person is saying, Ya Allah, keep me well, keep my children well, keep my family well, keep my parents well. We are seeking afiyat, well-being for everyone. Then we are seeking rizqi halal. We can go into detailed explanation of each item, which I don't intend to do now for the limited time. But we are asking Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for rizq which is halal. Because we said hasana fid dunya. We didn't say just give me plenty of wealth. So that plenty of wealth can even come through the casinos. It can come through interest through the banks. It can come through stealing. It can come through many different ways. A person, if he just wants plentiful, it can come through different ways. And people are getting it through different ways. Look at the amount of corruption in our society and in the world. How much of it is coming through haram sources. Huge, huge containers, ship loads of goods, everything is being hijacked. Then there must be some buyer for it. All those big, big ships which are being hijacked on the Somali coast. So they can't be just taking all that and dumping it in the ocean. There must be buyers for it. If there's no buyers, who is going to steal? So the person is not saying, Ya Allah, just give me plentiful of wealth. What he is asking for in Atina fi dunya hasana is asking for rizq, which is halal. That livelihood which is halal. It came through halal sources. Sources which Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is pleased with. Because there are two ways that a person can get. He can get through the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala or through the displeasure, as I explained yesterday. Depends what, which way he wants. So he's asking for rizq which is halal, pure, tayyib. There is no contamination in it. There is no impurity in it. Because rizq which is not halal, it's impure. Whether we see it with our eyes or we don't see it. Just like anything else that is impure, we will not like to take it and drink it or eat it. In the same way, that rizq which is not halal, it has got impurity in it. So therefore the person is saying, Atina fi dunya hasana. And the person is asking for ilm, which is nafi', that means knowledge which is beneficial knowledge. He's not asking for just abundance of knowledge, but no practice upon that knowledge. In fi dunya hasana, even that is included, that the person is asking for knowledge, but which is beneficial. If the person knows about salat, but he doesn't make salat, the person knows about fasting, but he doesn't fast. The person knows about haram and halal, but he does not worry about it. The person has plenty of knowledge, but he doesn't make amal on it. So therefore the person is asking in fid dunya hasana, is asking for ilm, but that ilm also must be nafi. It must be beneficial. The person must be making amal on that ilm. Then also the person is asking for amal, and actions and deeds which are righteous deeds. A person does many, many deeds in his life, but in Atina fid dunya hasana, the person is asking for deeds which are righteous. He's asking Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to give him the tawfiq of doing that which is categorized as righteous deeds. And everything comes under righteous deeds if the person has to follow Quran and Sunnah. His salat comes under righteous deeds, his zakat, his hajj, his fasting, his caring for the poor, for the needy, for the destitute, is fulfillment of the rights of the husband. If she is a wife, then rights of the husband. And the husband, the rights of the wife. Fulfillment of the rights of the children, of the neighbors, of the poor, of everybody. And that is all righteous deeds. So the person is asking for righteous deeds. Because if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives him the tawfiq of righteous deeds, then that is what will then inshallah become the means of protection from the azab of Jahannam. In the same way the person is asking that, O Allah, bless me with a pious and a righteous wife. That young person or whoever is seeking a wife, then he's not asking just for a pretty face. He's asking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in atina fid dunya hasanah. He's asking Allah ta'ala for a wife who will be pious, who will be righteous, compatible. Then beauty can be included in there. There's nothing wrong with that. We'll say he's asking even for a beautiful wife, there's nothing wrong. But with that beauty must come piety. With that beauty must come piety, there must come taqwa, there must come knowledge of deen. And in the same way, if it is a young girl or a woman who is seeking a marriage partner, then she too also is not just seeking a mister with a big bank balance. She too is asking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that bless me with a husband who has got piety, who has got taqwa. He can be handsome, that is included. But he must have piety, he must have taqwa, he must understand deen, he must be able to fulfill the rights of the wife. He must be able to understand how to bring about a balance. If he has parents and he's got a wife also, then the rights of both will clash at times. Now how to bring about a balance? How not to be unjust, that sometimes in the fulfillment of the rights of the parents is unjust to the wife, and sometimes in the fulfillment of the right of the wife is unjust to the parents. So, atina fid dunya hasana. And we can go on. It will include every need of a person. And then fil akhirati hasana is including every need of the person in the akhirat. That the person wants that in the qabr, the person must be protected from azab. On the day of qiyamah, the person's reckoning must be very, very easy. In other words, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must not even look into those books. He must just say, I forgive you, go into jannat. The person is asking that I must enter into Jannat and enjoy all the ni'mats and bounties which no eye has seen, no ear has heard, and thought also hasn't crossed anybody's mind. And he is also asking for the didar of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that his sight with his gaze, now he must gaze upon the countenance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself. That in this world he was making his namaz, his roza, his zakat, his ibadat, he was restraining himself from all the haram. He was taking the pain upon his heart of restraining himself from those things that others were indulging in, but which was prohibited by the Quran and Sunnah. So for whom was he doing all those a'mal and actions and deeds? He was doing it for that Allah, whom he now is going to see in Jannat with his own naked eyes. So fil akhirati hasana, waqina azab an-nar, and safeguard us, protect us from the azab of the fire. So it is a very comprehensive dua. If we have to give a full lengthy detailed explanation, we can go on for hours, take each item and discuss. But for people of understanding, that much is sufficient. That Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us this beautiful comprehensive dua. So we should include it in our, after our salat, we should make this dua, and at other times also, but with deep hearted meditation, sincerity, dedication, and then seek all these things, but seek it so that we get the akhirat. This world of us, ours, must become the wasila of the akhirat. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give me, give you, and the entire ummah the tawfiq of amal. May Allah ta'ala make this Ramadan the best of all our Ramadans, and bless us with the tawfiq of righteous deeds and actions. And bless us in the akhirat with jannat. And protect us from the azab of the qabr and the akhirat. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. La ilaha illallah. محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله لا إله إلا 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 الله محمد رسول الله لا إله إلا 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 الله محمد رسول الله Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah jalla jalaluhu. Allah 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 La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر اللہ 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 illallahu illallah 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 اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا رحيم يا كريم يا ستار يا غفار يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام forgive each and every one of us. My beloved Allah, we are grateful to you for having blessed us with life in this Mubarak month. We haven't been able to do justice to the first fast, my beloved Allah. Give us the tawfiq to keep the fasts that follow in the manner that is appropriate, that is befitting. My beloved Allah, give us the tawfiq to do righteous deeds. Protect us and safeguard us from everything that is indecent, shameless, haram and forbidden. My beloved Allah, we are ashamed of the sins that we have committed in our lives. But we are extending our begging bowls before you this part of the morning in this Mubarak day of Ramadan. Forgive each and every one of us, my beloved Allah. Forgive the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly in the light of day or darkness of nights. There was no question of darkness for you, my beloved Allah. You could have seized us there and then when we were committing adultery or fornication or popping drugs in our mouth or engaging in any kind of haram action. But my beloved Allah, how forgiving you are, how tolerant you are, how merciful you are, that you gave us another opportunity of making tawbah from all our sins. We are ashamed of the sins that we have committed. Therefore, we are extending our begging bowls and seeking forgiveness for all the sins that we have committed in our lives. Bless us with the tawfiq of making qaza of the namazes that we have missed, of keeping the fast after Ramadan, whichever we made qaza, of paying back the zakat that was due, of making hajj if it is farz. Give us the tawfiq of paying back to whomsoever whatever is due. Give us the tawfiq of fulfilling the rights of all, of seeking forgiveness from those that we have caused injury, hurt and pain. My beloved Allah, give us the tawfiq to fulfill the rights of all, the rights of our parents, our children, our wives, our brothers and sisters, our society, the rights of the Muslim and the rights of the non-Muslim. My beloved Allah, make us all pious, righteous. Fill our hearts with your muhabbat. Fill our hearts with the love and muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Give us, my beloved Allah, the love of good deeds. Put the hatred of sins into our hearts. My beloved Allah, we are not justifying any of our sins. We are not advertising our sins. My beloved Allah, we are seeking forgiveness for our sins. Bless us all with good health. There are so many in the hospitals and clinics and homes and amongst us who are sick and ailing. Ya Allah, bless everyone with complete shifa from all ailments, sicknesses and diseases. We know that sometimes sickness can be a rahmat and a blessing. We are extremely weak servants of yours, my beloved Allah. Even if it is a rahmat, change it to the rahmat of good health. My beloved Allah, bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirat. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasanah, wa fil akhirati hasanah, wa qina azab an-nar. My beloved Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in poverty, give them halal rizq in abundance. Those who are in financial problems, bless them with plentiful of halal rizq and remove the difficulties. Those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. Unite the hearts of husbands and wives, parents and children, brothers and sisters, family members and ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bless the entire mankind with hidayat, with guidance. My beloved Allah, change the conditions of insecurity in this country to that of security. It is not difficult for you, my beloved Allah, to change the conditions. When the time of our departure comes from this world, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, popping drugs in our mouth, or watching some filth on the television screen or internet sites, or engaging in any kind of haram action, whether it is adultery, fornication, gambling or anything else. My beloved Allah, the angel of death strikes suddenly, suddenly, suddenly. Give us the understanding and realization that the angel of death is not going to give any warning. Bless us with death in Madina Tayyiba. If it is not destined there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. After Zuhr inshallah at 1:25 till 1:45 there will be a program in the masjid.